We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Going to switch gears here. Thank you to all those who called in the early half of the program. We're going to talk mental health here with Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole, who joins us via Zoom. Robin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear.
Thank you.
It is a big day here in Manhattan because it is Earth Day. And
yes.
Coincidentally, it's also Grow Green Match Day.
Yes, it is. And it's an important day for our community. It is Grow Green Match Day. Grow Green Match Day is an opportunity provided by the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation for local individuals to support, I think it's 70 different organizations within the community with different missions and areas of focus. But today, for people who would like to help support some of these organizations, until 11:59 tonight, organizations will receive a 50% match on donations when those donations start at $25 or above. And what's really exciting about the opportunity this year is that the gifts of individuals to organizations will be made available to organizations to address their immediate needs. And then the 50% match will go to their endowed fund at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. It's really been a wonderful opportunity for us. Pawnee Mental Health got involved the very first year that the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation held this event. And the contributions to support our mission have gone up every year. We really, you know, especially last year, that was on the front end of the pandemic. We were really just blown away by the generosity of people in our community who wanted to help support mental health. And so I would just encourage people, whether mental health is your passion or whether some other area of focus is your passion, I would encourage people to go online. The opportunity is available at www.growgreenmanhattan.com. Combined donations of up to $20,000 will be matched for organizations up to $10,000. And that kind of contribution can make a significant difference for organizations. I'm looking at the Greater Manhattan Leaderboard right now, and it looks like, what time is it now? 9:41?
Yep.
There have already been 1,812 gifts, and those gifts at this time total over $442,000, which is just awesome. So again, I think that there is a different organization that addresses a different need. Again, 70 of them. I think that whatever someone's passion is, whatever organization they want to support, today is a really great day to do it. Because, again, every contribution that's made at $25 or above is matched 50 cents on the dollar. And so what Pawnee is going to be using contributions for this year is a generator at the CSU. And so I think you know the CSU, or the Crisis Stabilization Unit, has been open since November 4th of 2019. And that facility is an 11-bed facility for adults only, so 18-year-old and above, men and women. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But something that we need for the CSU that we don't have right now is a generator. If we lose power in Manhattan, or if we just lose power on Hayes Drive, where the CSU is located, we have no lights, no heating in the winter, no air in the summer. We do have a battery backup that keeps our phones and computers powered for 12 hours. But if we have a power outage that lasts longer than 12 hours, then we even lose phones and computers at the CSU. I don't need to describe what kind of a hardship that is for staff and for people who are staying at the crisis stabilization unit when that happens. And it has happened three times since we opened the CSU in November of 19. And when I remember one of those times, you know, the power at my home doesn't always go out at the same time that power is lost in other parts of the community. But I remember one night it was a thunderstorm and our lights went out at our house. And my first thought wasn't, you know, what's happening at the CSU. My first thought was, darn, the lights are out at the house. And I wonder how long it's going to be out. And, you know, is the heat or I don't remember if it was heat or air, whichever it was. It was, you know, what's going to happen to my comfort? And then once I got past that immediate kind of thought of how's my comfort going to be affected, my very next thought was, oh no, what's happening at the CSU? And, you know, that's a weighty thought for me, or a weighty responsibility to think about folks who are in the middle of a mental health crisis being in a facility that doesn't have any power. We've never had extended periods of time without power, but there was one event where we were without power throughout the day, and it was a significant hardship. And so, and you can imagine what that was like during that time of threatened rolling blackouts. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, what are we going to do if power is shut down at the CSU during those rolling blackouts? And I knew people here in Manhattan who had their power off two or three times, you know, during that period of time that the temperatures were so cold this last winter. So it's so for folks who are really interested in mental health, who want to support mental health, dollars contributed to Pawnee today will go towards the purchase of a generator to keep the power and lights on at the CSU during times when there are power outages in Manhattan.
All right. Sounds good. That's a great opportunity here for people to be given to. And I'm just looking here. I've updated the giving here to Pawnee Mental Health, and you're almost a third of the way to the $30,000 goal. So around $9,700 right now at 946. So
that's wonderful. And you know, this morning when I first looked at the leaderboard, we were about half that much, and the number of gifts to all 70 of the organizations at this point are over $458,000. So just in the few minutes that we've been talking, there have been a lot of people who have gone to their computers and who have made contributions to the organization of their choice. And that's wonderful. You know, Manhattan really is an amazing community in that regard. It's really wonderful to see the generosity of people who have the ability to contribute to organizations. And I want to also say that for people who think, I don't even have $25 to contribute, that don't let that be a deterrent. All of these organizations, all 70 of these organizations, would be delighted to receive a contribution of any size. The only thing is that contributions less than $25 won't be matched at that 50 cent on a dollar. But the contributions, no matter what size they are still important. They're still significant. They still make a difference in the lives of people throughout the community.
Absolutely right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and continue with Robin Cole here, Pawnee Mental Health Services. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.